T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us on the line now is Paul Cambriar, expert legal analyst, to talk a little bit about what's going to happen inside a federal courtroom today in New York City, where Congressman Chris Collins has his first court date. But Paul, we learned last week that Collins himself will not be there. How common is that for the actual defendant to not be present for this type of proceeding?
Well, it's very common. This is just a discovery motion. It's routine not to have your client there. I just appeared in Phoenix Federal Court, and I didn't have my client there for the exact same hearing. So there's nothing unusual about this at all.
All right, they're calling it a status hearing, Paul. So what actually will come of today?
Basically, what happens is the court will inquire as to where they are with regard to discovery. In other words, there are certain documents the government's obligated to turn over during the discovery phase, and then a court will ask how that's going, and then also visit the question of, are motions going to be filed? When do you anticipate they will be? We'll set a schedule for it. Are there going to be is there a necessity for hearings? Things like that.
Will we learn maybe how quickly this entire process might move along today in court?
Well, it depends. Some judges, you might remember Manafort's case, that judge is known for the so-called rocket docket, and within a month you could be on trial. Other judges, it can be several months, even up to a year, and it'll depend upon the, you know, how crowded that judge's calendar is also.
Do you expect anything to happen before the election, or do you think all of this is well after November?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think there's any chance of anything significant happening before the election. I mean, if they're just in the discovery phase now, my guess is the next thing will be a few weeks from now, motions will be filed, and then there'll be arguments, time for decisions, and you're looking at next year.
Well, that would that maybe be done on purpose, where even if they were ready to proceed to the next phase of this, that because of the election, they would, you know, maybe take a break, a more extended period off before beginning? Or in federal court like this, does it not matter? They charge ahead no matter what's going on?
Well, you know, the court isn't going to accommodate some political agenda, but In a case like this, it'd be extremely unusual for the case to be ready to go before 6 months to a year. It's just not that kind of situation in federal court usually.
Paul, when is the next time that Collins himself would likely have to appear?
Usually when there are hearings and there's testimony, then the court wants the defendant to be present. So if there are any such hearings, and I don't really foresee testimonial hearings coming up, honestly. So to me, there would be another phase where they'd argue motions, and there'd be a time when the judge would make decisions, and then they'd set a trial date. So my bet is he's probably not going to be in court until they go back for trial.
And will this entire trial happen in New York City?
Yes. Yes, that's the venue, that's where the charges are laid, that's where the court is, and that's where it'll be.
And probably before the same judge that's hearing this today.
Oh, it depends. Today there could be a magistrate involved. A lot of the district court judges will delegate things to the magistrate, like managing discovery and so on. Then the actual trial itself will go before the district court judge who handles the trials on felonies like this.
Now, Collins is set to appear, well, not appear, but his attorneys are set to appear in court today. Also, members of his family as well. Is it possible that they are treated or they move at a different pace than his case does?
No, they're all joined together. Now, some of the other family members could appear in court. I mean, I like to have my client appear in court to show the court, the public, and so on, that, you know, I'm interested in every phase of it. I mean, I can see why Collins would avail himself of the ability not to be there so he doesn't generate, you know, video that his opponent would use in a campaign ad. But other defendants may be there. They'll all be together unless they move for a severance. If they move for a severance, they would have to say that they need either, if they're all together, they're prejudiced, or they may need one another as witnesses. That'd be the only time they would split the case up.
All right, that's our expert legal attorney, Paul Cambria, joining us live this morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.